Ice test at the new paragraph. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining with sides for Inyan who. Okay, the Alter Rebbe says that there's a level of a Kibla Yehudim, it's a Sherechelu Lases, that they didn't accept it, what happened to Matan Torah. There are two times, during the Gzeira and after the Gzeira. Okay, and he says that the Kabbalah, the acceptance of Torah that the Jews did after the decree is even a higher level of acceptance than it was during the decree. Okay, that's what he, and he says why? Because the fact is, he's going to explain it now. The fact is that the Jews were upset, causes squeezed from the mere fact that they were in Golos. That causes them to be, so to speak, squeezed. But in you know, the Indian is, the Zashi Yisrael Mishvonim is Zashem Begolos. This, that the Yidden are broken from the mere fact that they're in Golos. Even though when they have an abundance of spiritual and physical, meaning there's no stopping of Torah mitzvahs, there's nothing stopping your hindrances, you could learn, you could daven, you have good gashmias. So what is the Jew broken from? Because the real will of every single Jew is sheyi agile elokus, that there should be a revelation of godliness in the world. Vachizet, that this aspect of gile elokus negela etzim mitziyusik, touches his essence and his core. Every Jew wants the real will of a Jew, the real will of a Jew, which is the neshama, which is a part of Hashem, that godliness should be revealed in the world. Lochein, there bishop is mana golos. This at the time of golos, a mer gil elukus. Kamei shoyu bismana bayis, that elukus was not revealed, like it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. But frat kshim is brain and maimed azal, when he understands what it says in Yerushalmi. Call me shalei nivne Beis Hamikdash biyamav. Whoever doesn't build the Beis Hamikdash in his days, is considered as if you destroyed it. Like we explained yesterday afternoon before the Mincha Maariv, because our sins caused the destruction. The second the cause goes away, the second there's no more sins, so then obviously there's no more galus, then immediately Beis HaMikdash. So therefore it says in Yerushalmi that any generation that doesn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash is actually considered as if they destroyed it, because if they wouldn't sin, we would have a Beis HaMikdash. So he says, "Hini mizeh atzmei." From this itself, that there's no revelation of Elokus, or all over the world, is that in Gansen Sitzreiselt, he's all shooken up. Kosis, which is a level of oppressed, gam kshu bedar genalus yeser. And he says, even a person who's on the highest of personal levels, shemed etz legil Elokus, that by him there's a revelation of Elokus, bedugmas hagili shoyu bizman habayis, like it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Like he says at the bottom, that Reb Hillel Parish has said in the name of the Alter Rebbe, that by Rashbi there was no churban. I mean, even though there was the whole world was affected by it, but Rashbi himself, by him, the same revelation of the Beis HaMikdash existed even after the Beis HaMikdash. So, l'chayre, that Jew, what is he kosis about? The fact that in the general world, this gilui is not revealed, mucha proves shegam agilui shemeir etzli, that even the gilui that he has is gilui mugbal, is limited. In other words, the fact that the world doesn't have this revelation, by him, there is a revelation, but it's automatically limited. Because if it would be unlimited, the whole world would have it. It's only limited by him. Because when Elokus is actually revealed, the infinite level of Elokus is revealed, then Elokus, by definition, is all over the place. If there's a place where Elokus doesn't show, that means it's not a real Gili Elokus, because there's a place which is lacking it. And if there's one place, afilu pina nidachas, even an outside corner somewhere, you know, all the way out, remote area, shem meir sham Gili Elokus, where Elokus is not revealed, Gam b'makom shuhu meir, even in a place where it does shine, by Rashbi, for instance, who gili mugbal is a limited revelation. You know, even though an individual, the Rebbe writes, could have this gilui of the Beis HaMikdash, but the fact that it's not all over the place, even if there's one place in the world that doesn't have it, it's, it shows that it's not a real revelation of Elokus. And this is what's brought down in the Maimer of Adalter Rebbe, the Yitzhak B'Tikunim. It says in Tikkuni Zayad, Afil emoye tzadik echot cheze b'tshuva shlema. B'deirei, that even if there would be one tzaddik that would do tshuva, hoye ba Mashiach, Mashiach would come. Why? Ki ha'idei ha'tshuva, because through the level of tshuva. Mamshichem gili erin sof ha'bligvul. Is revealing the infinite revelation of Hashem, and if that's the case, gili zel b'chol makom, that would be all over the place. So therefore, bottom line is, what really bothers a Jew? We don't have this problem of Rashbi, we have a bigger problem. That by us, Elokus is not revealed. And even if by everybody would be revealed, but there's a place in the world, you know, that doesn't have it, so that means it's not the proper revelation of gili Elokus. It's not saying a pasuk. The fact is that why did Hashem create Dira b'Tachtonim? Because He wants to have revelation of Elokus in every level of Tachtonim. Now, what's the role of a neshama is to do that. Especially according to the Ram, every Jew wants to do what's right. Every Jew wants that Elokus should make a Dira b'Tachtonim. Dira b'Tachtonim means Elokus should be revealed, even like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, even but. Even the lowest of lowest levels should be a lukus. If it's Hashem wants, that's what the neshama wants. Neshama wants what Hashem wants. If Hashem wants that the lukus should be all over the world, that's what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But the bottom line, that has to be the will of the Jew. That's what he's causes from the fact that he's still in Golus. From the fact that he's stolen Golos. So he says, well, that...
I'll give it back to you, the king.
Yes, please. V'omash emed etzeh gili atzmas erin sof. And from the mere fact that by him is not revealed this level, who nishper v'nitki is broken, which is a level of causes. Al derech ha'yadua, like it's known, shecheile b'gematria memtes. The word chayla, sick, equals 49. Meaning, kshegam kshemasik mem tashari bina. Even if he understands the 49 levels of bina. Ala shachos le shara nun. Is still missing the 50th level. He's chayla, he's sick. That's what that Arizal brings down. That chayla equals 49. That means he didn't reach the 50th level. He's still on the level. Moshe Rabbeinu also reached 49 in his lifetime. It's known what the Tzemach Tzedek said. Thank you. That the Alter Rebbe used to say often, I don't want anything. I don't want your Gan Eden. I don't want your Olam Haba. I only want you. Meaning, what did that? And he says, the fact that Tzemach Tzedek uses it used to be heard implies it wasn't in unique times. The Alter Rebbe said it. It was a customary thing by the Alter Rebbe to say, "I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam, I want you." Meaning that's the will of every Jew, and he says, well, what does it have to do with me? Okay, the Alter Rebbe said it. What does it have to do with me? So he says, "Befrat lacharishin is parsim zayde yatzemach tzedek." Especially after this was taught by the Tzemach Tzedek, niten akoyach l'chol echad ve'echad miYisrael. Every single Jew was given the ability. She'ikar etzeinay yagilu yatzmas. The fact that the Alter Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, printed it, and the Tzemach Tzedek says, that this is what Alter Rebbe used to do and he publicized it, means that why did we hear about it? Because every Jew can really reach that level. And this really what should be bothering a Jew. V'ad k'dei kach, to the extent, she'emer gilui zeh, when this revelation of Elokus is not revealed, u'mikosh came bizman ha'golus, she'emer afilu ha'gili or shoyu bizman ha'bayis, we don't even have the gili or of the Beis HaMikdash. Who b'matzav the kosis, the person becomes depressed. So the Rebbe is explaining now, that the real kosis is when things are great, physically and spiritually. What bothers the Jew? The fact that he's in Golos. And if it doesn't bother the Jew, like the Rebbe once said about sleeping in the sukkah, it should bother you that you don't bother by it, that you're not bothered by it. The Rebbe once said, the Chabad doesn't sleep in the sukkah. So Mittal Rebbe said, why? Because Vika Mishlof and Makif and Dabina. So the Mittal Rebbe said, how can you sleep Makif and Dabina? This sukkah is such a, how can you sleep there? So therefore, the Rebbe explained, so therefore you have a pain by sleeping in the sukkah, because how can you sleep in such a level? So therefore you part it from sukkah. So the Rebbe said, but what happens if you don't feel that? You can sleep anywhere, you know, what's the difference? He says, then you're in pain that you don't feel it. And if you don't even feel that you're in pain that you don't feel it, you're in pain that you're in pain that you're not, you know what I mean? The same thing over here. He says, the fact that it's supposed to bother us, that we're in Golos, and there's no Gilui of Elokus, that itself is Kosis.
Rather, is it Russia was an external Kosis, and Golos is an internal Kosis? Is that the difference?
No, the Rebbe is explaining, even in the Gilui of the essence of the Neshama, not the Mazlaya Chaz, not the one that the Neshama sees Elokus, even in the revelation of the essence of the Neshama, there's two levels. There's a level that your essence is revealed to reveal Mesidas Nefesh. And then there's a deeper level of essence. And then I'm going to explain that in the next page. That there's even a deeper level of essence that you're oppressed from the fact that you're in Golus, even though things are great. Both are in Gili of the Etzim and the Neshama. Not Gili of, you know, the Mazel sees, so I see. Even in the revelation of the essence of the Neshama, there's two levels in that. And then I'm going to explain the next page. And we ask three times that there are more, you know, if there's Musaf.
Yeah.
We're asking Hashem that our eyes should see when you come back to Yerushalayim, then it will be the real revelation of Elokus to the extent of Gilui Atzmus, the revelation of the essence. And that's what it says, Kosis Lamoed, Shaidei Ho'inyin the Kosis. The fact that the person is upset that he's in Golos, you reach the ultimate level of Mord. Meaning, in time of Taka spiritual or physical oppression, like Russia or whatever, so they also had the Kosis of Mord. But that's one level of Kosis of Mord. Then there's a deeper level of Mord that is the oppressed from the fact that we're in Golos, even though everything is great. That brings out a deeper level of Mor than the Mor of Russia. Because this, that the will of a person is to have the revelation of Elokus, to the extent it touches his core, that he's oppressed. That there's no Gili Elokus. Where does that come from? That the connection of Elokus is essentially his kashrus. Now the Rebbe is going to explain. Now the Rebbe is going to explain that this level is greater than the level of Kosis of Golos. And Yud, Yishleimah, we could say, Shebachin, Esamor, the Nisham, this level of essence of the neshama. Hamizgal enyin the kosim mizushin imsoim begolus is nila yosh is even greater level than bechinas hamor the neshama shemizgalus seidei misiras nefesh. Is even a greater level of, that means Rebbe is explaining there's two levels of ma'od. Not like a munah from Mizlai Ochazi. That's, he's saying there's a level of ma'od that's revealed through torture and galus of spiritual and physical. And then there's a level, a deeper level of ma'od that comes from complacency and galus.
Rabbi, the Mizlai Ochazi, is that higher than?
No.
That's lower.
No, much lower. Because that's caused by your reason. And this is the essence. But the Rebbe says the essence of good times, galus, is a greater level of mar, being bothered by the fact that you're in galus, is even a greater level of kosis and mar than it is in the time of God. And the Rebbe now is explaining why. But in, you know, the Indian is as follows. The reason by Matan Torah that it was only the beginning, they only began it. Yeah, why is the Chayda Purim greater than Matan Torah? Okay, so he says, this that the Yidden said, Nasiv and Ishma by Matan Torah, Mineshia Kof Aleim Harki Gigis. Because Hashem held the mountain over their head, which is Gilui Momaila, revelation from above. Let me explain this for a few minutes. The Gemara says that by Matan Torah, Kof Aleim Harki Gigis. Hashem held the mountain over their head, right, like a barrel, and he said, do or die. You know, either accept it or you're gone. So Taisus and the Gemara asked the question, why did we be enforced? They already said Nasiv and Ishma. Why were they forced? So Taisus answers that because maybe the Yidden will get scared from the Kailus of Rakim, you know, whatever. Or as other Mefarshim explained it very beautifully, that before I have the right, before I take off on the plane, the pilot has a right not to fly it. Once it's in the air, the pilot can't say, hey, I changed my mind. Okay? Hashem is telling the Jews, listen, you have a right not to accept Torah. Once you accept it, there's no turning back. Okay, that. But according to that opinion, Taisus, which is really from the Medrash, first they said Nasiv and Ishma, and then Hashem held the mountain over their head. Right? Because Taisus asks, if they already said Nasiv and Ishma, why does he have to hold the mountain over their head? There's other Midrashim, and that's the way Chassidus learns, that first was Kof Aleim Har Kegigis, first he held the mountain over their head, and then they said Nasiv and Ishma. So Chassidus explains, what does that mean? Kof Aleim Har Gigis wasn't, in this meaning, wasn't do or die. The mountain over their head is the level of Makifim, the super great level of godliness, over their head, Makif, which is a much greater level than internal. Yeah, it's a much greater level than internal. It says, and this is what the Rebbe is saying here, the Rebbe says, where did the Jews get the koyach to say Nasiv and Ishma? It's a phenomenal koyach. Where did the Jews get that koyach of Nasiv and Ishma? Because Hashem gave them the gilui of above by holding the mountain over their head. In other words, it didn't come from within the Jew. They said Nasiv and Ishma, but it came as a revelation from above. So it wasn't their doing, it was Hashem's doing. He says, "Ubimei Achashveidish." Yet in the days of Achashveidish, Ha'isa Kabbalah Mitzar Atzma. They accepted it. There was no Gilui Milmaila by Purim, and by Purim there was no revelation from above. All they had was problems, a decree, terrible times. There was no revelation from above. Where did the Jews re-accept Torah from? That came from within. And he said, V'yeshleimat. And Rebbe likens it to the amuna mitzad zesh neshama lemaila royalukus amuna mitzad asiba. That's similar to the concept of dimu nasul nishma mitzad gilu domaila. So now the Rebbe is explaining, the Rebbe is comparing matan Torah, which is a revelation from above, is similar to the amuna a Jew has because the neshama lemaila sees alukus. And Purim is the level of Amunah that came from within. And then the Rebbe is going to explain, post-Purim is even a greater level than during the decree of Purim. So basically the Rebbe is explaining there's three levels over here. There's a Gilui Milmaila, right, that was by Matan Torah, Nasa V'Nishma, Kofaleim Harki Gigis, then there was the decree of Haman that caused to revelation. Mordechai revealed the level of Mesidas Nefesh within every single Jew. Ma'or, Kossis. And then the Rebbe explains there was the post. And the real Kibla Yehudim, it says, Sherechelu Lases, the Pasuk says, is after Haman's house was given to Mordechai and Esther. So there's no more Gzeda of Haman. Not only that, not only was Haman destroyed, there was his hapcha. Haman's level was transformed to Kedusha. So what type of Kibbalah Yehudim is a Sheikhelu Lassis then? Like the Gemara says, they're still slaves, Tachash Feirish. So the Rebbe is speaking three levels. Matan Torah, in other words, like the Rebbe spoke before about Amunah, there's a level of Amunah that comes from above, comes in the Neshama above sees Alukus. Then there's a level of Neshama that comes from below, that this is the essence of the neshama. And then the Rebbe explains, in essence itself, there's two levels. There's a level that's revealed through torture, and there's a level that's revealed through the torture that we're in Golos. Not because we don't have Torah and Mitzvahs. You can do Torah and Mitzvahs as much as you want. There's good Gashmis, there's good Ruchnis, nobody's starting up with everything's great. The ultimate level is the fact that we're tortured and oppressed from the mere fact that we're in Golos. And the Rebbe is going to explain now, we're not going to get there, Mishim, tomorrow, but the Rebbe is going to explain, because even in the revelation of the essence, there's two revelations of the essence. And the ultimate level is the revelation of essence, which is above the limitation of essence. I'll give you something to sleep about tonight. The Rebbe explains, even though essence, by definition, is completely not limited, essence, but the fact that it's essence, not revelation, itself is a limitation. There's a level of essence which is above essence and revelations. There's a level of essence which is above both. And that's revealed in the Jew by the Rebbe of Golos, by in the time of Golos complacency.